I'm Claire.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Celebrity Memoir Book Club. All right, as always, as our new beginning of our podcast is thanking the people who reviewed us. I am listening to the feedback. Believe it or not, I actually had my boyfriend recently sat me down and gave me a talking to about how to be less hostile. He said hostile because he's from Canada. He said, Claire, when you're responding to TikTok comments, you can go in one time to explain yourself. But he's like, when you go back in a second time to call people fucking idiots, I don't know that that's helpful. So I am listening and learning.
Can I say that I think hostile is a less hostile way to say hostile?
He's Canadian.
I like it.
Did I say he gave me a stern talking to? Because
I doubt it was stern.
It was not stern. It was the kindest, most reasonable talking to.
Okay, just a quick read through of our reviewers.
So thank you so much to Hester23966. Thank you so much to Stuart Little, 69. B. Britt, who I do believe
69.
Went, I think B. Britt went back and changed it from 1 to 5. So thank you.
God bless you.
EJ Crocker, we love you. Thank you. Good the Mahong. Thank you. Yay in Boston, 617. Thank you. And a Caniro, thank you. And Kennedy Claire, thank you. And
another
Ellie Grace.
Claire.
And Nikki 86, Braylon 07. And then Amaldo. As always, for the people who have been around and want to hear the in-depth banter, please subscribe to our Patreon. This week on our Patreon, I'm not kidding, for the first time in my life, I opened up about some serious trauma in my life to the point where I do think if my ex listened to it, he would sue me. Do you think he would sue me?
I don't
think he's very litigious and rich.
I was going to say, I don't think it's suable, but I do think he would sue you.
I do think he would sue
me. Like, I don't think a reasonable person would sue you, but I do think he would. So.
And I think he would, like, blow it out of the water. Anyway. So anyway, we're going to keep it short. We're going to keep it sweet. We're listening. We appreciate you guys. Thank
listening
you
and
so
learning.
Much.
But speaking of that, Claire, what would you title your memoir this week?
Can I say I had nothing happen this week? I mean, honestly, I've just been trying to sublet Mac's apartment. For those of you who have been listening for a while, you know that I bullied my boyfriend into moving in with me during the pandemic. But the problem is he's still on his old lease. And I don't know if you know this, if you're not in New York, but not one goddamn person wants to live in Manhattan. You
yeah.
cannot pay people to live in Manhattan. So his apartment that was $2,100 a month, we put it up online for $1,750. We could barely get a taker. The girl who finally took it moved out after 1 month, and we had to put it back on the market for $1,650. And I have just been nauseous all week trying to get someone to move in. Somebody did take it, and now she's already like, did you know there was construction? And I did not know. And I'm scared she's going to – I'm just like in a panic all the fucking time.
My goodness, that sounds
so. I've just
treacherous.
Been nauseous. I like. Oh, what I was gonna say is the problem is because he moved in because I asked him. I now like have that fear that if anything doesn't work out, he'll stop loving me.
Nice, good.
Like, I take any.
That does sound like your exact brand of crazy loop thinking.
So the other day, he said something about how his old bodega did make better breakfast sandwiches than the bodega we use, mm-hmm. and I literally had to leave the room and go. That doesn't mean he doesn't love you. That doesn't mean he doesn't love you. That doesn't mean, like.
He has more space. He has an office. He is loving Brooklyn. Okay.
But it is hard because it's like, I asked it. So now I cannot separate in my brain that any minor inconvenience that happens with regards to the apartment is a direct feeling he will have about me. Like, I know
yeah.
he does not go, I love Claire less because I don't like this Bodega sandwich as much. But in my mind, I'll think he'll get resentful and I'm so needy and he feels like he has to take care of me and I just fart around. All I do is fart around. I literally had to text
Gassy.
Him. I texted him from the couch yesterday being like, can you please come take my phone? Because I had watched TikTok for 6 hours.
Amazing. That's a good use of time.
And it made me so stressed that I was nauseous. And on Wednesday, he like wanted to have sex. And I, for the first time in a relationship, was like, no. I have a tummy ache.
Oh, no. You're becoming a sitcom wife.
I literally am. And I had a tummy ache because I was so stressed about the apartment stuff because I was scared if the apartment doesn't work out, he won't love me anymore. But you know what'll make him not love me?
Not getting laid.
Not getting laid. Ashley.
Yeah.
Did you have sex this week? What's your memoir?
Okay. I went on a date last night, a second date with a man who I literally cannot fathom as human. Every single thing he did was just like slightly off in a way where it was like a person from outer space trying to act human. Do you understand that vibe? Like he had no vibe. He was like void of any personality vibe. There's no, he's like an empty vessel. Like he is flirty and like charismatic and attractive, but the way that he is not in any way, like sometimes you say, like, when you see an attractive person, they have, like, no features to hold on to. He has no personality features to hold on to. Like, the only way I could describe him is by, like, things he likes and things he does. I don't know who he is at all. And we hung out for long periods of time now twice. Okay, so he just moved to a new apartment last week, and he, like, won't stop telling me, like, how much different things in his apartment cost. He'll be like, I got this new bookshelf. It was $700. And I'm like, that's so stupid of you. There's so much cheaper and cuter bookshelves, whatever. He got this really nice bar cart, and he was like, I'm going to go to the store today and get a bunch of alcohol for the bar cart. Is there anything you like to drink? Because I was coming over that night. And so I told him I drank beer, whiskey, and tequila. And he was like, okay, perfect. I get over there that night, and he was like, do you want me to make you a drink? Also, when I was on the way over there, he told me that he bought $200 worth of alcohol. And so but he couldn't carry any beer. He, like, didn't have room in his arms or something. And I guess he couldn't leave the apartment twice. So he didn't get beer. So then I just got a 6-pack on the way. I get up there, and he's like, let me make us a real drink. And I was like, okay. Which is, that's why it's so weird that he said, let me make us a real drink. Cause then he goes, what do you want? I have, like, all the liquor over there, and in the fridge I have ginger ale, soda water, a couple other mixers. And I was like, oh, let's do a whiskey ginger. So I go over to the bar cart to look for the whiskey. There is none. And he's like, oh, I guess I forgot whiskey. And I was like, okay, well, that was beer and whiskey. Those are two things that I said, and you didn't get either of those, whatever. So I was like, let's do a tequila soda. So I go to look for the soda. It is, like, cherry kiwi flavored seltzer, that not soda gross. Water. It is so insane.
I don't know anybody who drinks non-plain seltzer.
It's so stupid. Why would you have kiwi cherry? Gross. So I'm like, okay, tequila soda. So then he just has the kiwi like this weird flavored seltzer. And then I go over to the tequila and I can't find it. And he has these decanters, and he's like, oh, that decanter has the tequila and it's yellow. And I was like, why is the tequila yellow? And he was like, it's a premixed margarita already, so you just have to add seltzer. And I was like, you want to add kiwi seltzer to a what the fuck are you talking about? Why is the margarita mix decanted? Like, you did not buy tequila, you did not buy, like, and I'm not trying to be like a prissy bitch, it's just like, he texted me twice during the day asking what I wanted to drink. I gave him three options, he had none of those three things, but still spent $200. I, like, don't understand.
Here's where I struggle. The man who buys a $700 teak bookshelf and then decants
margarita mix.
Pre-made margarita. I would not at 18 drink
an alien. Do you understand why I think he's an alien?
It's just so weird, because that to me is the lowest of the low drink wise. Like, I would not on my life buy drink a pre-made margarita.
To tell you now, the craziest
the
thing.
The preposterosity of decanting it is.
It's obscene.
So insane. I can't believe it.
So I have to tell you, this is the story that I was waiting to tell you because I wanted to catch you on mic. So I still hooked up with him because I am looking for a winter fling, and I thought it could be him because I want it to be someone that I'm, like, physically attracted to but will not get emotionally attached to. And, like, he seemed like a really good candidate for that. Yeah. So, okay, so here's what happened. So we still hooked up. And we are just, like, watching TV in his room afterwards. And he was like, I just, like, got really hungry. Do you want a snack or anything? And I was like, I'm okay. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go grab a snack. He comes back to bed eating peach yogurt. Like, peach Chobani yogurt. Like, it's 2016 and he's a single mom. I, like,
he's just staring. Yogurt?
He's just like,
to bed.
It's like 1 a.m. We just had sex and he's in bed eating peach Greek yogurt.
I'm going to throw up, Ashley.
I literally didn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I snuck out of his house at 5 a.m. because the trains didn't. I, like, laid awake staring at the ceiling waiting for the gentle whir of the train starting to run again. I literally couldn't sleep. I was shocked out of my system.
Ashley, never in my life have I been left speechless. I don't even know where to start. I wish you had told me this off mic so I could have gathered my thoughts and come
no
back.
I like it's needed just, you to catch this. I didn't want
it's so disgusting. Here's why it's disgusting.
It's like disgusting.
Peach yogurt is so reminiscent of sex, but in the worst, like, a peach is the butt, the yogurt is the yeast. It's like the most, it's like my life's horror.
It's like somehow the most asexual food you could have ever picked while being the most sexual. This man who was like literally just banging me is now like sitting next to me in bed 1 a.m. like lapping, like, you know, the like, no, yogurt is not yogurt a food, is a disgusting food that you eat. Yogurt is not a food that you like. To eat yogurt next to someone is disgusting. I don't even eat yogurt because it's like baby mash. It's like such a gross food. I don't think like maybe a parfait is something an adult can do, but like, my God, it just to have
a muesli, I'll allow because it's Australian,
man. And then peach yogurt of all yogurts, a peach Greek yogurt.
I'm so upset. The idea that he needed all that, but to return the protein to his body, how hard did he bang you? I'm so
not
upset.
Not even
Ashley.
Fucking kidding you guys that I like laid awake staring at the ceiling for like 4 hours until I could get up and come back to Brooklyn and get a tiny bit of shut eye in my own bed. But like, will I be able to sleep tonight? I don't know.
Is
will
he doing
I ever sleep again?
An
I don't
unpaid
know.
Internship at Vogue? Who is still eating yogurt? I can't get a Chobani.
I didn't even know they still existed. I thought anyone still eating yogurt was at least eating Icelandic yogurt.
Chobani. Ay.
Get through that story as fast as possible. If you guys want more details about like the fucked up things about this guy, subscribe to the Patreon because I'll probably talk about him more. Because I am like in shock and awe. I don't think I can ever see him again. I like really wanted him to be the winter fling because like, I don't know. There's just like really no danger of me getting attached there. But like, I just think it's like too detached. Okay, let's get into the episode. We have such a fun episode and such a fun guest this week where we are talking about Sliding Into Home by Kendra Wilkinson. Sliding Into Home by Kendra Wilkinson follows Kendra Wilkinson throughout her life, her early childhood growing up in San Diego, California, her early troubles with drugs. She started doing coke when she was in middle school. She started doing crystal meth when she was in high school. She was in and out of rehab, in and out of night school. She just barely graduated. She pulled it together. She became a stripper. She started modeling and she was discovered by Playboy. She was there picked by Hugh Hefner to become one of his girlfriends, and she was the star of The Girls Next Door with Holly Madison from our previous episode and Bridget Marquardt. We then follow her through her times at the Playboy Mansion to when she meets her future husband, Hank Basket. She marries him, gets a spinoff show, Kendra on Top, and we are happy for her. So let's get into the episode. We talked this week for almost 2 hours with our incredible guest, and we did cut it down for easy listening. But if you want the full 2 hours, it's actually up on our Patreon, and you can have it every last drop. So subscribe to our Patreon if you want some extra sauce. But right now, give it up for our incredible guest, Teffy. Just ask me.
Okay.
We are sitting down with, I believe the intro is iconic, legendary, ageless.
So thin
21.
And fit.
She's just had her first beer before our eyes. So she looks incredible.
I feel funny.
Does it supposed to taste spicy?
Guys, I just finished college and I just can't wait what life is
in
store.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You're going to love it out here. It's expensive. And
I feel like I'm going to have kids by like 23, 24.
Oh, God bless the people who bought that.
And God bless the people in our hometowns that did do that. Okay.
I'm so happy for them.
I was just laughing because on TikTok, it's so funny to watch all the 20-year-olds, the way they think their life is going to be wrapped up before they're off their parents' insurance. Like, if you haven't met the love of your life by 21, you just have to start cycling back through high school romances. I'm like, life goes on. Like, move. Like, I feel so bad for the people who end up with someone they met before they were 22. Because it's like,
it's so crazy.
For me to have been stuck as the person I was at 20 would have been a hell on earth for myself.
I mean, I do know two people who got married before 26 and both of them are currently going through divorces. So
it's so weird too, because I feel like people who are married young use Facebook like they do Twitter almost. Like,
yes.
A lot of live real-time updates.
Well, I think what happens for those people is that they get married and then they cut off their single friends because they're like, we're married now. So unless you can come to game night, and then what happens is nobody else gets married. So then they're so lonely that then the only person they have to confide in is their timeline.
Yeah. I call it roller coaster math because my family's a family of four. So we could always go on the roller coaster together. But if one of us brought a friend or something, be like, oh, one of us has to be alone. So So couples act like that. It's all roller coaster math.
Yes, that's exactly. It really is. It's like you can come to game night like if you have a plus one, and if you and they like only speak to the people who are like in their exact circumstance, and they like don't learn that the internet changed.
But then what happened is their husbands leave, and now their plus one is Facebook.
Yes, exactly. And it's so weird too. Like when I started seeing my boyfriend, women liked me more. Where before it'd be like, "What's your deal? Like, are you seeing anybody? What's dating like?" Or like, "Yeah, I'm sorry, it's gonna be like couples only." And then suddenly I was invited to this club. Ew. You know what I mean? Where they're like,
"Oh my God, is there a club that I'm not
no,
in?"
No, can I say? Well, it's we live degenerate cool. lives. Me and Ashley, everyone we know are comics, and so yeah, everyone we know, they're like, "I'm 42 and hoping to get move into a one bedroom soon." And
can
you're
I
like, "Okay."
Say one thing that I've been noticing on Bumble, I'm on Bumble, which a lot of you guys know, I guess. Obviously I have my max age limit set to 35, even though I like don't really intend
on dating
at 35. I feel so weird. But anyway, there will be like on you can write like if you have kids, if you want kids, if you don't want kids, or you could just like leave that spot blank or whatever. And there will be guys who are 35 who will be like want kids someday, and it's like when. I don't know, man. You're 35. If you like actively want children, you should really be like.
Closer.
I don't
closer
know.
To that.
Like, I get that they have more time, but it's so bizarre to me to see like a 35-year-old being like, "Let's see what this dating app has to
that's
offer."
What
by the way, I'm looking for a wife and a mother.
Yes. That's what eHarmony is for, sweetheart. Bumble is like, you work in FIDE. We're gonna get to go to Bond Street.
Like the 34 and 35-year-olds who are like, "I hope to someday have children." It's like someday, baby. It should be next
yesterday.
Month.
My brother's 23. He's older than me, and but his friends, like, he'll tell me that his friends are like, "I don't want to be like an old mom. Like, I don't want to be like an old dad." Like, and then they're like, "What's old?" He's like, "You know, like 31, 32.
Oh,
like,
my God.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
So I don't have any married friends, actually, which I think is crazy for a 28-year-old. It's not even like my hometown. Like, nobody I know is really married. And even the ones that thought that, like, you get on the real world and then you're like, "Well, I can't, I'm making $50,000 a year. I have two roommates." Like, how do you pay for this child?
You have to live somewhere that sucks. But Kendra Wilkinson. Okay, before you crack the spine of this novel, what?
Before this magnum opus that got to seep into your brain.
What were your opinions on Kendra Wilkinson?
Well, I paused on reading Don Quixote and War and Peace because I knew I had to divulge into this. I knew that those weren't going to build to my life, but this was going to help me out.
And boy, were you right.
Yes. Before, so I don't know. It came out in like 2004, right? Like Girls Next Door. The show, I was 14 and I had Comcast, whatever. Comcast had this thing called UVerse. So I was already watching.
I remember that.
Yeah. I was watching the show all the time, of course, because I loved E. But and they had like Sunset Tan, like all these like cool shows.
Oh my God, Sunset
Tan. Kim Kardashian. Yeah, Kim Kardashian was a client on Sunset Tan as a customer.
I love a good Kim Kardashian cameo because she was everywhere.
She
back
was
in the
trying,
day.
And she finally got that sex tape to go viral, and here we are today.
Not without help. I'm talking to you, Chris. I'm talking to you. But I remember, so I loved all those shows that they had. And on UVerse, they had golf TV. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like basketball TV, more Access Hollywood stuff or whatever. And then they had exercise TV, right?
Yeah.
And this is the beginning of like, we're talking 2004. I am a Hispanic woman. And if I wanted to be a Nicole Richie Paris Hilton girl. So I was like, if I'm going to do that, I got to get my squats going, got to get my absies going. So I would watch exercise TV a lot. The first day that I decided, I think that as a girl, you start to, you remember, like I remember when the first time I ever felt fat, I ate a whole bag of granola. I know the brand and everything. Guys, I love granola. And that was the first time I was like, oh, I don't think I should eat this or whatever. And I should turn on exercise TV. The Girls Next Door had a deal with exercise TV where they had workouts. So,
oh my God,
Bridget,
did you do a Kendra workout?
Bridget had, it was Holly that instead of weights, you would use soup cans, stuff around the house.
They were so ahead of YouTube.
I don't remember Bridget's.
I'm sure it was like, read a book.
Yeah, something like
Pick
that.
Pick up a book and that'll give you five your mind.
No, she was like, you want to break a sweat? Read out loud. Like, okay.
But I will say though, Bridget did not have a body that looked exercised. She was the only one with real boobs.
She had real boobs. She had a real body.
You want a good body? Try being born.
She had like a very... I call it like Anna Nicole Smith, like soft, like she looked like her skin was soft. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's like what I'm into. I've decided I'm really into a soft body.
I think you're into girls, but so like
you don't even know what you stumbled upon here. I am the last,
the only closeted bisexual in New
I like
York
to say
City.
I'm the only struggling gay in New York because I'm the only one too afraid to come out. Still,
everything you say is problematic. It's like honestly, it's you're amazing. Like, but Kendra had a workout. Okay, Kendra had a workout. So these workouts were 3 minutes each, okay? But because they
all
were
you need.
But they were designated by like body part or like cardio or whatever or something, right? Kendra's was not. Kendra had two workouts that were 3 minutes each. One was watching her body roll, watching her dance, and you would try to mimic her. Or two was martial arts.
Oh my god!
That
for 3 minutes.
For
it was
three minutes
of martial arts.
3 minutes, maybe seven
she
at
was
the
like
max.
Karate chopping.
Yeah, seven at the max. But I think seven was Holly's like arm workouts and stuff like that. Guys, I wish you could. You know, in Mean Girls, like the little girl that's like, yeah, my milkshake brings the boys to the yard. That was me trying to body roll like Kendra at 14. Then my mom, because of that, I think canceled Comcast because she was like, absolutely not. I would take out my mat and I would put my hands up and like body roll like her. And I found it on YouTube. 3 days ago.
Oh
I found
God.
It on YouTube. I have to show it to you.
I have to see it. We're going to put it in the show
the
notes.
The exact workout that I used to do.
And the body roll.
The body roll.
I mean, are we still calling it a workout?
And it was to like Euro techno.
Nice.
Oh my God. And you know why I had to look it up? Because how many times in this memoir did Kendra say, well, you know, I can dance.
Yes.
I was like, Kendra, the way that I know that you can't. I have a personal experience of the way that I know that you can't. She danced like the girls on stage and Bad Boys when they go into the nightclub in Miami on the bars, and that was Megan Fox, right? She was like 15.
Yes
guys.
She oh my God,
I'm taking you. Yes,
I feel like you have a PhD. I feel like
I was really lonely.
She really talks. So Kendra was a stripper at one point and talks about how she was such a good dancer. She was on.
And that's funny because she references. She goes, I knew I was a good dancer because I had always climbed on tables at bars. And I was like, I do not know that climbing on the table is like an only good dancer exclusive thing.
She was on a rap, like a So You Think You Can Dance But Be a Rapper reality show with Too Short.
There is no trace of that online.
I looked for it because she talks about how she's like, I knew I wasn't a good rapper, so I would just get up on stage and shake my ass, and I got to the finals, and I was like, she's like, that's how I know I'm a good dancer. That was another like, that was another quality check for her of how she was a good dancer. And it's like, I don't know, you were also just like a playmate shaking your ass on people like that.
I looked up that show though, and did you see the other castmates like Perez Hilton?
Yes.
I cannot, dude.
The fact
I
that there's not footage of that is like honestly
they scrubbed it.
Criminal.
They scrubbed it. Yeah.
I love what they had to go back and take away because I'm always like, what are you hiding? Because it is hard to hide shit on the internet.
Yeah. Very problematic. But you know what else? The way that she
it's on
wrote
eight tracks
down
somewhere.
The rap
because she's very proud of it,
and she finally did a good one.
Should we read it?
And yeah, I'm looking
oh my
for
god
it.
Can, should you do it in like prose, like like the two goth girls in Goofy Movie?
Oh
like how
god.
They would, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That's who I wanted to be.
Yes, of course. They were so sexy. I mean,
the rap. Do you guys want to go in the round? You treat a piece or should I just read it?
Okay, become the piece.
Little girl, be you, cause I gotta be me. Live your own life, be all you can be. And if the sky turns gray, it's okay. Just keep working hard and you'll shine one day. This is a story about a playmate. You might think my life was always great. You see me on TV when my booty shake, but now it's time to get the story straight. I actually think this is really good.
I'm hearing it out loud.
When I was young, my dad was ghost. Left me and mom on the West Coast. Just a little K-dub growing up in Diego. People doing drugs and I couldn't say no. I hit rock bottom. I hit so low. People tried to help me. I said, hell no.
Can I say this might have been the influence and inspiration for Amy Winehouse's very own Rehab?
Wow. Okay, that's all it has. But my never God. Know. I mean, that's the whole story. If you guys want to know Kendra Wilkinson's story, that's it. She's fucking grew up in San Diego, did a lot of drugs, and then became a playmate, and now she shines.
I cannot. Also, like, K-Dub?
That's what I K-Dub? Call her.
That was a huge fad back in the day. I remember because my brother got the nickname T-Dog because it was like a big thing to do back then.
You know what it is? She's just so pure.
I love
She's
it. With so two pure. Shorts help, I put it all together.
Two shorts like, help?
Two short had to really sit you down and say, grade an eight. You need to be able to rhyme me and B.
Like, so when I first started reading it, I was like, okay. I mean, I already knew who she was because of the show or whatever, so I mm-hmm. knew what it was going to end up to be. But, like, guys, I could see myself on that pier with her. I could see, you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about?
Okay. There was like, a pier. There was a moment. Are you talking about when her dad walked
yes!
by? Okay. So Kendra's dad left them several times. He kept coming back and then being like, oh, my God, I was just kidding. I did not want this. And then mm-hmm. at one point when she's older, she's in high school and she has really tried the gamut of drugs. Like she has had a lot of problems. She's like gotten kicked out, dropped out, like a lot of in and outs with high school. And her dad, her mom and grandma just like don't know what to do. And I think they reached out to the dad to mm-hmm. be like, you need to try and talk to her. And so her dad got in touch with her because she was also no longer living at home. She was like 15 or 16 and living with her like 25-year-old coke dealer boyfriend. And he called her to be like, do you want to meet up? And so she like went to appear to meet up with him. And he just like walked right past her, did not recognize her.
I know. That killed
it
me.
Is, I like almost, it was heartbreaking.
And that night she actually, in a way, it helped her reach rock bottom because that's very true. Night she goes home almost ODs on cocaine
mm-hmm. yeah.
and getting that close to death scared her and helped her straighten up.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't care how much drugs you do. If somebody offers you a mountain of cocaine on a CD, that's you got to go.
You got to go.
Not even a nice little mirror platter.
So, she starts doing so much coke that every part of her, it's not just her nose is bleeding, her throat is bleeding.
Yeah.
Her best friend throws her in a tub. She's 15 at this point.
She's 15.
They
yeah.
try to get her eyes back from the back of her skull to roll yeah. in front of her head. She finally, they get her like stabilized.
Oh
they
God.
Put her in bed. And as soon as she, like an hour or two later, her boyfriend comes in with more cocaine and she got so mad. She hit the CD of cocaine and he's like, what the fuck? And she goes, yeah, what the fuck? And
yeah,
leaves.
Let me tell you, I'm from Miami. That we would have never found that body. If she would have done that, if she was in that, absolutely not.
My God. Yeah. She was like coming to, they didn't take her to the hospital because they didn't want to get in trouble. They like, mm-hmm. I mean, it was just
that's
very
so crazy
up.
That happens. Like I,
yeah.
my mom always told me like, oh, if you're ever drunk, like I'll pick you up or whatever. Or if you ever try mm-hmm. something and you're freaking out, call me. I'm not gonna call you. But I'm gonna say, like, I look at my high school life and I think in, like, especially like my freshman sophomore year when I thought I was in Skins, I was really like did not give a fuck about school. I was trying to be the main character
yes.
a lot, right?
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was pretty wild. Kendra, the way that I'm a pussy.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, let's
back it up.
So her dad leaves her at 3
again later
and again and again and again.
I was watching Queen's Gambit and I was like, if only she knew how much he had in common with Kendra Wilkinson.
So much, so honestly.
Watching him leave, I was like, dude, you're not alone. You should reach out to Kendra.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And instead of learning about chess, you could have learned about cocaine. Mm-hmm. Kendra was fully addicted to cocaine in seventh grade. At 13, she was addicted to cocaine. At
yeah.
14, she got into crystal meth.
Yeah.
And all because she was like, well, we were at the skate park. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Remind me to never let my children
I was
skate
at the
park.
Skate park. And let me tell you, park. I was not doing crystal meth.
So she
I
was
think
hanging
the difference
out.
Is,
we were smoking weed.
Yeah. And that yeah. was like a barely. I was like not. I couldn't even inhale because I was embarrassed about how hard I was coughing. Like, I think if you're at the skate park at 14 with other 14-year-olds, you're maybe smoking cigarettes. You're probably smoking weed. You're yeah. doing tricks, having a beer. I think whenever you're 13 and hanging out with like people in their 20s, that's when shit is gonna hit the fan.
Okay, so this is like the thing. So she was hanging out at the skate park. She like kind of started to get in with a crowd that was like very into drugs and whatever. And this is like also she's in middle school and she also had started drinking. Mm-hmm. She thought it was like funny and cool to like bring alcohol to school at that point. She was like getting drunk in class.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't afraid of anybody. She talks about at one time her mom is so upset she takes her to the cops yes. and says like arrest her. She takes her to juvie and
yeah.
it's like she's been drinking and Kendra like didn't give a fuck and she walks in. She won't speak. She won't narc. She won't rat. And the cops are even like, I mean, we can't arrest her, dude. There's like a little yeah. actual criminals in here.
Yeah.
And so then they return her and Kendra's just like, see, that bitch is fearless. Like, I don't
she's
know what the
fearless.
Mom could have done. I really did feel like there was no way to control her.
Yeah. I was going to say we've read memoirs where it is like, my God, these were terrible parents. Like, Demi Moore, like all these where you're like, yeah, holy shit. But with this, I was like, I don't know. Like, they just didn't know what to do. They'd given birth to like an absolute wild child. And like, what? Like, what were the actions to take, you know?
Yeah.
I, like, don't even know what they could have done. But
that's why Paris Hilton went to that. That's why her parents, yeah, sent her to that place. I think, like, now with, like, technology, you kind of have, like you have a fence. You,
yeah,
know, like, you can fence in your kid with, like,
yeah,
parental you can controls track them and stuff like that. But in the 90s, all you had to do was, like, hope that they got scared enough. Like,
to come home.
Scare them enough to not want to,
yeah,
like, fuck up.
And whatever. Eventually she did get scared enough to come home, but it took a really long time. And yes, then she left again.
I mean, but I think Ashley said the only reason that bitch isn't dead is because she was, like, white. She,
yeah,
like,
yeah, 100%.
She, I cannot, she, and she talks a lot about the people she knew that died young.
Yeah.
I think that if I went to my mom, like, junior in high school, I think she was, and told her that I'm moving in with my boyfriend who is older.
She was 15, she was a sophomore.
Yeah. I think if I said that to my mom and had my bags, my mom would go nose to nose with me and laugh hysterically until she cried and just, yeah, told me to, would pull me by my hair like plucking an onion from the dirt and just put me in my room because,
yeah,
this is the thing. And I don't, like,
I feel like my mom would have clotheslined me if I tried to run out the door. Yeah. Like,
but I think that a lot of, like, A lot of Kendra's life was affected by pride. Yeah. Like, a lot of, like, you'll be back. What the fuck? She's 15. Yeah. You know what I mean? Put her in her fucking room, lock her in there, and take away. She can't watch MTV for a month. That, like, come on. Yeah. And pick her up and drop her off at school. If your friend, was it you, like, the kid went to school every day with his dad?
Oh, that was that one day. Yeah,
that was that one day. I had kids in high school that, like, same thing or whatever. Their parents would walk them from school to school. Go to school with your kid for a week and watch your social life deteriorate. Yeah. You know what I
know.
I mean?
Like, yeah, I guess there was a lot that Ron could have done, but, like, I do feel, I guess it, like, literally, I'm, like, scarred from reading these other memoirs where the parents were so bad that, like, reading this one where her mom at least, like, tried in some way, I was like, I don't know. At least she tried.
I mean, it really was like Kendra was running away constantly.
Yeah, short, like, climbing out the window, leaving her in the middle of, like, if she had followed, if she had dropped her off and picked her up from school, Kendra would have left in the middle of school, which, yeah, she, like, often did. But anyway, so she would hang out at the skate park where she, like, started meeting drug people. And then there was this apartment that, like, some older, like, 20-year-olds that she somehow became friends with lived at, and she would just go after school and hang out at this apartment near school with, like, 20-year-olds. And this is what fucks me up, is, like, why were these, it grosses me out so much. And, like, I know people who did this in high school where, like, they, you know, we were, like, 14, 15, and they had, like, these random friends that were, like, 22 that they would hang out with,
oh,
who,
yeah,
would, like, bring us drugs, so, or weird, whatever. And it's like, the, like, these 20-somethings who are hanging out with young, like, these are fucked up, horrible people. Like, why, yeah, like, it made people feel so cool to have these friends who were, like, 22. And it's like, who are these 22-year-olds that are willing to even make eye contact with a 13-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, ew.
I think that, like, also when you look, so in Miami too, like, it's very, very Hispanic. Like, my, yeah, mom's first boyfriend, she was, like, 15, he was 23, right? But that's the 70s in, yeah, Colombia.
Yeah.
But in Miami, like, I very much remember a girl was 12 in my class and her boyfriend was 22 and her parents,
oh,
knew
my
about
God,
it, and they were, like, hardcore Cubans. And I remember
12 and 22.
Yeah, 10 years.
No.
And they met at there's a Calle Ocho festival, and it's like a carnival kind of deal, whatever. And they met there or whatever. So he saw her and approached her. It wasn't like an online predator, like, she was with her parents. And so I remember not thinking anything of it. Then I remember I turned 22 and I was like, if I looked at a 12-year-old boy or a little girl, you remember when you were in sixth grade and, like, the eighth graders looked like they were ready to be on
Real
World?
That's what I try to, yes, explain to people, because I get into this fight with men all the time when they talk about how realistic they think American Beauty is.
Are you fucking joking?
The way men will defend that movie, they're like, they go, no, that's very common for a high school girl to, like,
no,
a fat dad. No, it's not. I go, when you are a freshman in high school, the seniors seem so old that you're almost afraid of them.
Yes. Yes.
A dad is not, like, unless you have deep sexual trauma.
Yes.
Yeah.
A dad is not sexy to you.
No.
You can't, like, the seniors, you might date them, but you're afraid of them. The guy who was supposed to go to college but is still lurking around town, I mean, maybe if you have trouble at home, but
if
a
you have
fat
trauma.
Dad, no, that is not happening all the time. That's not normal.
Yeah. It's not that is so common that dads will, like, want to fuck a freshman. It's more common that men are nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But
yes.
That's what fucks me up reading about this book. So
and
she's
give
like,
attention to somebody who desperately needs attention and doesn't know better.
Who doesn't feel grooming. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's what fucks me up about this book because she's like 15 and the people that she's hanging out with are, well, 13, 12. And the people that she's hanging out with, from what I can gather, are 19, 18. Yeah. They thought it was funny. Like, how many times have your older cousins gotten you drunk and like laughed or gotten you high and laughed? But these are strangers who saw a little girl that was willing to like get down. And that was like their entertainment. And I don't think that she realized it.
The same thing happened to Demi Moore. I mean, it's really fucking, I mean, hurt people. It's really sick the way people like ruined her. Somebody needed to care about her. I just like can't imagine.
Yeah. But this is the thing. Yeah. She wasn't like starved or beaten. Kendra was just acting out.
Yeah.
And I think the leash was too loose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that her mom was like, I had a lot of freedom and I didn't really fuck up. So.
But I also think she was a single mom who was just like, look, I have to fucking, like, what am I supposed to do? Yeah. Not go to work? I think her thing.
Yeah, because that was the other thing is like she scheduled her like sneaking out around her mom's work schedule. So it's like, sure, her mom could have followed her around, but her mom still had to make a living. Like,
I understand that. I think the mom was just like, I got abandoned by my husband. Yeah. I'm alone with these two kids. I am doing the best I fucking can.
Like, she knew her mom's schedule was to like shower at 6:05 a.m. and then come wake Kendra up. And so she would sneak back in the house at the minute her mom was showering. Yeah. Like, she had that planned, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Crazy. But the jump that happens from, like, so she meets this guy. Where does she meet this new boyfriend? The one that, like, straightened her out that she was like,
oh, Zach,
I'm gonna follow my dream of being a dental assistant.
The 20 year old that she met at the beach when she was 16, he was 20, she was there with her friend. They lied and said they were 18 year old seniors. They started dating. Within a few months, she had to admit that she wasn't turning 19, she was turning 17. But Zach was her boyfriend for 2 or 3 years. And then they only broke up when she literally left him for half.
Yeah, and she didn't even tell him that she was leaving him. She was like, I'm going to go. She's like, Hef asked me to move into the Playboy Mansion and be his girlfriend. So I'm going to go for the summer and I'll come back to you. And he was like, for sure, I'll drop you off.
I would say Zach was, I mean, she was Zach's Hef because Zach was 4 or 5 years older than her. And she was supporting him fully with her stripper money.
I think that's why she was engrossed out by like this older dude in her 70s. She'd always been around older people.
Yeah.
And also, if I told Jason, my fiance, if I told him, I'll see you on the weekends, but during the week, I'm going to be at the Playboy Mansion. Oh, something else. You would think that becoming a girlfriend is so difficult. First time they met, will you be my girlfriend? What?
We're going to get into a direct comparison of Holly Madison and Kendra Wilkins the next week. Because the way Holly goes about it is a year of strategy. First,
Holly.
No
like,
wonder they fucking hated her.
Holly.
Because he half liked Kendra and he hated the other two. The other two were there by the fucking skin of their teeth.
Yeah.
And he couldn't. He was like, whatever you want to do.
But my Kendra sewing like, room.
Yeah.
Kendra was like, this sounds cool. I'll say yes. And like the other girls were like, this is all I've ever wanted.
Yeah. And the other girls hated her apparently because she said, I'm going to move into the pink room. And they're like, Bridget was like, that's supposed to be my sewing room. Yeah.
Oh, worse than sewing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Worse than sewing. Scrapbooking.
Scrapbooking room. Yeah. Also, you've been hanging out with an 80-year-old for way too long.
I was going to say, can I say the mansion has an entire wing dedicated to scrapbooking? Why do you need your own room? Just set up a desk in a scrapbooking attic.
Yeah. So she becomes a stripper. She buys new tits. Yes. She runs into her high school teacher at the strip club, which is horrifying. The high school teacher that she like admired almost asked her for a Coke Connect. She's like, get the fuck out of my face.
She feels very disillusioned by like society.
What were her songs that she would dance to? She had like two songs.
She had like rock and
she had like a Leonard
Skinner. No, not Leonard Skinner. It was
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, Limp Bizkit.
And a country song.
And a country song that she loved or whatever. She would dance to that. And then she got put on like a modeling website because she went to a car show with Zach.
Yes.
And then
Zach liked having a sexy girlfriend.
He loved it.
She was cute.
My God, did it backfire.
Yeah, it backfired because then somebody that worked for the Playboy Mansion saw that picture and asked if she would come to a party and be naked with like body paint on, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And at that same party, Hugh Hefner was like, will you be my girlfriend?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach picked her up and he was like, how are you? Like, how was it? Like, obviously jealous or whatever, nervous, as he had every right to be. Yeah. And she was like, well, Hugh Hefner asked me to be his girlfriend. And they like, she like laughed it off. And then she just started going all the time to the Playboy Mansion and eventually just like left him without, she didn't really break up with him.
Yeah.
She just kind of,
she's kind of like,
and got in the car and was like, I can't wait for my little
I know. And then Hef was like, I want he like started inviting her every weekend. And then at one point he was like, when can you move in? And she's like, well, I'm still like on the lease that I pay for me and my, like I'm still paying for me and my boyfriend's apartment and I can't just like ditch him. And Hef was like, well, I'll just pay out the rest of the lease and you move in tomorrow. And she was like, okay.
So she, he hands her $5,000 in cash and then she hands it to her boyfriend. So I
Which is pretty huge of her.
A lot of money. And I just feel like the boyfriend, I mean, he accepted the deal. He was like, okay, I my girlfriend's kind of Hef's hooker right now and I'll live off of the winnings.
It was also crazy to like, I don't know why, but in my mind, also I was a young teenager, like, I thought they were best fucking friends.
Yeah.
Holly, Bridget, and
It does seem like from Holly's book, the show bonded them and they did get along during the show.
Because they had to like unite as a team to ask to get paid. To get money. For two seasons.
How insane is that?
Can I say that one thing that I really admired about Kendra is, so as soon as they started getting paid for the show, she had a nice little lump sum of money. And she also did this thing where she was like, now that I'm kind of famous and I have a name, she got her own agent and started doing appearances. She basically was like, no more with this 9 p.m. curfew thing. Like, I'll do 9 p.m. curfew when I'm in town, but like, I'm gonna get flown out to clubs and do appearances because now I'm like a famous reality star. And neither of the other girls did this, but as soon as she had money, she started investing in real estate. I was like, my god, that is genius. I never would have thought of that. I'm like, I saved up a little bit of money and I think I might get myself some boots.
It's crazy too. I got a bench.
Which at some part of the book she's like, when the show started taking off, I thought this was funny because how the world has changed so much. It like she said, I would go on blogs and read the comments. And the comments were like, she's such an idiot, she's so this. And I'm like, you must be having a terrible time on Instagram. Terrible time on Instagram. Fucking joking? Also, like, what did she say the first time that she went to the Playboy Mansion? She saw, like, Jack Nicholson.
I can't believe Jack Nicholson was still there. There was a real turning point where Playboy went from being this kind of exclusive sexy club. And actually Holly Madison does a good job of explaining that downfall. And she blames it basically on smartphones. She says the appeal of the Playboy Mansion was that there's no paparazzi. And it was kind of like you could come to these nights of debauchery and nobody would find you. And it was like very Vegas. And like what happens in the mansion stays in the mansion. The second cell phones were able to take photos, there was no promise of privacy. And that's when the true celebrity clientele left. And that's when they had to kind of pivot into the reality TV zone. They're like, if cameras are going to be here no matter what, I guess we'll get cameras going all the time.
You know, like those, what we were talking about, the lifestyles of the rich and famous. I would watch these. There was a million shows talking about the Playboy Mansion, like on every channel and every single place where they would explore rich houses and stuff. And they would always talk about the grotto. You remember? In my sweet, innocent mind, and it like when I was reading this book, I realized it. In my sweet, innocent mind, I thought that they just like would hang out in the pool and
me
drink.
Me too. It's like a hot tub.
It's like a hot tub, and they must have had the best combos and laughed together. Guys, they were 100% fucking and sucking and licking and kissing.
That water was like 82%.
The way you're looking at me, you're like, you're such a fucking idiot.
I guess I'm looking at you sad for myself that I never had that moment of innocence.
I was like, oh my god. I think that, like, in my mind, I pictured everybody in American flag bikinis on the 4th of July toasting with margaritas.
I
being
literally
like, I love the grotto.
Would be like, I want to go swimming at the grotto.
Do you know
I did, but because I'm gay. And I was like, that's where I'm free to be myself.
You're literally the gayest person I've ever met. But, like, do you know how many times I would play mermaids in the grotto? Oh, my God.
Lord Washington here in the grotto?
I would, 100%. I would be like, okay, my tail is purple. My superpower is talking to fish. What is yours? Like 100%. Or like, which one of Ariel's sisters are you? I'm the blonde one with the pink tail. Like, that's what I thought that they were doing. No, they were definitely looking at each other's uvulas. Uvulas, that's in the throat.
I don't even know where that is.
They were touching each other. Yeah.
They were touching uvulas.
Uvulas were touching vulvas.
Both.
They were going uvula to vulva underwater.
Speaking of my sweet, innocent mind. This is going to sound, guys, I'm 30. I'm part of the modern world. I lost my virginity at 15. I have no excuse. Why did I think that Holly and Bridget never fucked Hef? Did I think that?
Because they wanted us to believe it.
They all thought that was a well-kept secret that they were having sex.
I literally didn't put it together because in my mind, I think that at that age, orgies and threesomes were like, unimaginable. Only Freddie Mercury did it. You guys made such a great point on your TikTok that like literally there are moments in pop culture where my mind goes like, I can't believe that I never thought about that or whatever. Yeah. They were doing that in Holly's bed.
In Holly's bed. And there's people who commented on that saying, no, she had her own room. No, she did not.
No, she
didn't.
Was the number one girlfriend. We read her memoir. She was asked for her own room, was told, no, I won't pay for it. Because, you know, he had to rent those rooms out.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not going to buy you a room. So he goes, you can put a desk in my closet.
Do people know that he rented out the Playboy Mansion, that it was not
can
his?
Can I tell you, I did a TikTok about that and the fucking blowback I got from people. They're like, you dumb bitch. It was a business. He was a co-owner of the business. It was a good taxing thing. And I was like,
what a fucking
okay. Can I? That's I meant to make a point about that. The fact that, like, all of this, like, Biden tax plan stuff, the tax comments you were getting on there, like, since when does literally anyone know how taxes work? Like, who the fuck are we
also,
all of a sudden pretending?
17-year-olds who have never had a summer job are like,
be like, an LLC is just good business. And it's like, what the fuck?
Okay, he's such a great businessman. It was such a great tax thing. Why were his two young sons sleeping in the same room as a playmate?
So somebody commented on mine and goes, my friend was his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. And I, listen, so we'll have to cut. I'm sure she, okay. One of the, some woman comments on that.
Someone comments
on my video where I bring up the fact that his two sons shared the seventh bedroom with three beds. And she goes, that never happened. And I know because my best friend was his last wife. And I was like, okay, Crystal, let me tell you, when I say I ran to this girl's Instagram, checked every tagged photo,
no
she recently
proof.
Got married. Let me tell you, my best friend will probably be one of my 12 bridesmaids. If you have 12 bridesmaids and your best friend is one of them, I'm going to guess she's not your best friend.
Leave this in the podcast because we could literally say that girl's social security number and she would never trace it. She's not going to listen to
this.
Like, who gives a fuck? And everybody wants to laugh at the idiot that her claim to fame is pretending to be friends with Crystal. Pick someone else.
Crystal, by the way, I think deactivated her Instagram.
Yeah, I could not find her anywhere.
Oh, also,
I was like, it is possible that Crystal blocked me because I have been blocked by random
celebs. No, because I looked for her and no one blocks me.
Yeah, no one, but I get blocked.
You're gentle. Thing that really messed with my mind too is like, I cannot think of Hugh Hefner lying down with a boner, ready to receive vagina.
Can I say one? Okay, you go first.
Oh, sorry. Here's what I'm saying. Whenever I got into a fight with my mom about this, because I was talking about
why are you guys talking about this with your parents? Like,
just in general. So I was talking about how people think actually that, like, the rise in autism has to do with, like, all the old sperm. That people are always talking about, like, women's old eggs, women's old bodies. And I'm
God.
It's so fucking, but it's, like, fucked up that nobody talks about that, like, sperm can go bad, too. Nobody cares about a man's
sperm
age.
Sperm can spoil.
Like, I don't know why men think their knees go bad, their hair falls out, but for some reason their sperm is as fresh as the day they were born. That's it's
like,
aging with the rest of you.
Still
and my
have
mom goes,
sperm doesn't listen, mean it's good.
Yeah.
My mom goes, yeah, it's really weird that men can father children into their 90s. It seems like nature would have some way of, like, taking care of that. And I go, nature did have a way
nature
of taking
does.
Care of it.
Nature does.
Science came in and overrode that.
Nature does.
Science came in and
Alec
said no
Baldwin
more boners.
Should not be shitting out kids still. He is
100%.
Too old.
Oh, that poor woman.
Anyway.
But so it's funny because Hef is like, he should not be.
It's like he was taking pills and that's how he was getting hard. Everyone
about.
Was like, how could he get a boner? And it's like, because science decided men having sex was important.
It was not God's plan.
God didn't
to be
want
having
this.
Orgy.
Anyway, so this is what really freaked me out in this book that Holly does not say in her book. So Holly, they both recall this orgy ritual in a very similar way.
Which?
But the thing that Kendra says that Holly does not say is it was the job of the number one girlfriend, a.k.a. Holly, to get
him
started with her mouth.
Get him started with her mouth. And that was Holly's deal.
That was Holly's
first
duty.
Of all, I look back. So if you YouTube old episode. Okay. This is why I YouTubed it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I tried to find that girl, Audra.
I was going to Google, but can I tell you? I read it too. I was like in a hurry and I didn't have time. I was Audra. I had to be like Audra Playmate. Did you find her?
Yeah, I did. She's horrifying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I gave it a good Google.
I want to say that because I feel like Audra is the name that parents who love you would give you.
Yeah.
She looks like
it's a cool name.
The Hulk Hogan's wife, Linda.
Also, just
Linda?
A quick,
not Brooke.
That's not Brooke.
Brooke
is his
daughter.
No, I know.
Yeah. But Brooke looks just like her mommy,
but I know
too.
What Linda looks like.
But she looks
leathery.
Looks like that. Very leathery or whatever. But she mentions, so this is a girl that Holly and Bridget were trying to make her become the girlfriend and kick out Kendra, essentially.
Yeah, so as the show was getting ready to, like, as they were filming the show and getting ready to make this a thing, Bridget and Holly decided that Kendra was not a suitable third girlfriend and they wanted this other girl in.
And I get it, like, the dancing alone, I would have been like, this is off. You know what I mean?
I get why she was a threat to them. And I do think if two of you like each other, you'd want a third you like.
I mean, we've talked about this. The Kendra's number one power is that she doesn't give a fuck. Like, that is dangerous to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, Holly was so obsessed with protecting herself, her reputation, like, whatever she thought her reputation and herself was. Like, I honestly don't know what was going on in her mind, but, like, she felt that she had whatever to protect. Like, Kendra would have, like, fucking burnt a house down if it meant getting back at someone. Yeah. Like she would have burnt her own house down just to like prove a point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So in the thing or whatever, in the book, she's like, oh, this, they wanted to replace me with this girl, Audra, that got along really well with Bridget and Kendra. And she's like, and if you want to see an episode where she's in, look up season one, episode four, Patriot Games.
The fourth of July.
4th of July one. I looked it up. It's season four, episode one. First of all, Kendra.
There's no way she's not dyslexic. Like, I mean, she did say when she said she got tested for a learning disability, I'm like, which one?
Yeah.
And I would bet dyslexia was one of the many.
And I kept retyping it into like the Apple TV. I'm like, no. And it would say like Patriot Games. I'm like, oh, maybe it's so old. And I watch it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I watch it and Audra's not in that. I do remember a playmate that I couldn't get into a suit from when I was a kid. I couldn't find it. But what I did see was like in the book, she talks about how she like would never wear the bunny suit.
Yeah.
And in this episode of Patriot Games, they go to visit veterans because Bridget's brother is in the army.
Yes.
And everybody's wearing a different like army themed bunny suit.
Uh-huh.
So Bridget's was like marine themed or something, and the way that she was alive, the way that she felt, she couldn't believe that she was a bunny. Like she was so thrilled to be there. I want to say it's like 8 other girls and they're all like dressed up, and Kendra's like, I refuse to do it, and they got annoyed at her. And
America got annoyed by not dressing like a little like army
like
hooker.
A bunny you would want to fuck.
She was disrespecting the troops.
Like but a rabbit you would put your penis inside of.
You would think exactly.
Disrespectful to
how
the
dare
truth.
You
that's unpatriotic to not be a fuckable animal
and a fuckable animal to because America deserves it. Okay,
America, they're out there in the desert, it's hard, and they deserve to
one thing they should get to do is
bunny.
Come home and have sex with a taut like
silky bunny but
with hair of gold,
the thing
tits of plastic,
a tits of wow. But she doesn't dress up, right? But this is the thing. I'm like, okay, if everybody else is dressing up in theme or whatever, I think if I didn't want to wear it, I would dress up. I'd wear like, what is it, like 2004, so I'd wear like a fucking Hervé Leger bandeau dress with my heels and my hair.
R.I.P. to a legend.
A legend. The Steve Madden plateau heel, like all that. Kendra shows up in bootleg jeans, a hoodie with like a black hoodie with like stripes that's like in Jamaica, the Jamaican flag, like the yellow, green, and red, and like a tank top that says like Kendra Bedazzled, whatever. She has like puka shells on.
Oh my god.
And like a low
puka shell necklace,
something
I
like that.
I literally want one.
Well, you can probably find her on eBay for $200. Like, but and then she was like in a greasy low ponytail, and was wearing like sunglasses, and was like, hi guys, whatever. I spoke a little bit, and she's like, ha ha, and then like that's it, and like took pictures with everybody. I'm like, she doesn't the way that she does not give a flying fuck.
Can I say one thing she mentions in this, that one time she did don the bunny suit and she felt like she looked horrible in it because it gave her really bad camel toe. I did find those pictures and it did give her really bad camel toe.
Oh. She also is somebody that I feel like, how do I say this? She almost has like that gummy smile, but she doesn't. I don't know how to explain it.
She has white trash face. She has the bone structure of a poor white.
And
I'll say it because they're my people.
Why did no one offer her toner for the hair? Nobody offered her toner.
You know, they had a running tab at the like
salon.
It's the high end salon. It's the highest.
Because everybody had to be blonde or whatever.
But the fact that it like not even after she was on television did anyone say something.
And also, if we
I will say it's incredible, the cheapness. I always feel this way about The Bachelor. When she talks about how she had really bad acne one season, and this was like season three.
I couldn't find the episodes. I couldn't find the Christmas episode. I couldn't find it. I Googled Kendra. Oh.
Bad acne.
I Googled Kendra Wilkinson acne. I know it popped up. Kendra Wilkinson lesbian sex tape that dropped after this with, oh my God, guys, I went into such a hole.
I'm interested.
She had a threesome, a foursome.
Nice.
She was hanging out with a couple and her boyfriend at the time. It came out after this book though, but it was pre-Hank. And her and the girl started hooking up, and then the guys got involved and somebody leaked it onto the internet. And then she talks about the Miss Teen USA in there that she didn't like.
Carrie Ann patchouli or
whatever.
I have that. If you open my Chrome on my phone right now, it's her sex tape photos. It's
with,
still from her sex
with
tape.
McSteamy.
Yes.
Oh, I looked that up too.
Yes.
I didn't know that was McSteamy because I'm not a Grey's girl.
Eric Dane. McSteamy. Really
and another girl
me.
That's like beautiful. She's like blonde. She's like a Lifetime movie girl or whatever. I think that sounded hurtful, but whatever. And I want to say that lesbian sex tape, like, I searched for it high and low. I went to every single, like.
I wonder if she's underage, because in this she talks a lot about how she had foursomes and threesomes, and she was underage with most of those.
She's definitely bisexual, but, right?
I don't think she's bisexual.
I think she likes to fuck.
Yeah. I think she's a very horny person, and I relate to that. But
she talks about like dating girls in high school just because she was like mad that her boyfriend was mean to her. And she's like, if my boyfriend's mean to me, I'm going to date this girl.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I wish I was a lesbian. Yeah, me too. And they started hooking up.
Yeah. And then
she hooks up with the girl at the strip club.
What about when her mom talks about how she no, her mom talks about she talks about how her mom caught her hooking up with a girl when she was seven or six or seven. And I was like, everybody played house with their best friend, right?
And then the friend got sent to boarding school or something. And the friend got sent away to school.
They were not. They sat them down and told them they could not hang out with each other.
So in this, she talks about when she first blows up, she had that boyfriend, Zach, that she left for Hugh Hefner. And as soon as the show got popular, the first thing he did was send her a bunch of emails being like, I still love you. Come back to me. And when she said no, he leaked her 17-year-old nudes onto her own MySpace, which should have gotten him jail time.
Jail time.
Yeah. Nowadays, it would have.
Straight to jail.
Overcooked the fish. Straight to jail.
But I mean, literally, he should have got like, that is not just revenge porn, but it's revenge child porn.
Yeah.
And he should have gone to jail. So I wonder if he leaked it and then it was taken off the web because that is actually.
Oh, probably.
I bet it was underage porn.
I also found pictures.
Because if you
of
do the math,
online.
Most of her pre anything that was pre Playboy was underage.
I don't know, because she had boobs. In the stills. She had big
so she might have been 18.
Then it was her stripper days when she talked about how she would just bring girls home to the strip club and fuck her boyfriend and have threesomes.
And I found like pictures of Zach or whatever, and he's like, oh my God, it's like everybody I ever went to school with. The jersey is to the knee with a really baggy short.
Yeah.
With like the black Reeboks, you know what I mean?
And he was the best one she had.
And I hate that part of Kendra's personality was like, I like black people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ashley was literally saying the way that there's a whole scene in there when she's 7 years old. She has a best friend who's black and she wanted to find her a black Barbie. And she's like
weeping in the aisle at Toys R Us.
And I'm like, okay, you were the wokest 7 year old on crack cocaine.
And then later in the book, when she gets with Hank, Hank is from a biracial family. Like his dad is black and his mom is white. And they had to hide their relationship throughout most of his life, and especially the early relationship, because his white mom's family was super racist. And so when Kendra and Hank first get together, they have to hide it because Kendra is still publicly with Hef and they're still filming the show. And she was like, it was like kind of the same. She's like basically equates the two reasons for hiding a relationship. And it's like they are different.
They are.
So it has like a quick throwaway line where she's like, yeah, Hank says you can't understand racism unless you live it, which like I agree with. But it's such like, my take on my black husband, he says it's hard.
Oh my God, dude.
He says it's hard and I should just take his word for it.
You know what else? Speaking about Hank, this is what I get upset over. Not that she dated Hank, but then like she thought Holly was going to be the hardest sell, but Holly's like, no, I'm also like moving on.
So Holly maintains, and I say she has Stockholm syndrome. She is obsessed with the fact that she is the only girl
who never cheated
on Hef. So it is. I bet that's why she hates Kendra now, because Kendra says Hank thing didn't matter because she was already dating Chris Angel.
Why does everybody forget that Britney Spears dated Chris Angel?
I don't forget. I did a TikTok about it. I don't forget because Holly names drops it. I don't forget.
Wait, say the reason. Say why we know, like why it comes up.
Because she talks about how Chris Angel, I guess every girl that has sex with Chris Angel, he makes her sign his wall. And so there's a sign that says Britney was here. And I was like.
No. Say what it said. It says Britney was here! Spears!
Oh, Britney. Britney
and
Jean.
I was like, Holly, how dare you bring that up?
I was like, that is the most endearing post guest book signing.
I looked up those photos of the Chris Angel Britney Spears relationship, and it was like just after the Gimme More time. It was when she was at her worst, and if I was Holly, I would not cop to soberly dating
the man
who was like Britney Spears's rock bottom.
So I know when you're like
so crazy that Chris Angel was like out of Britney's fucking roster to be her worst guy is humiliating.
No, I think the worst guy was the paparazzo
with the goatee. the worst.
Yes, that guy was like.
So Chris Angel was like second.
Adnan. Yeah, whatever.
So I would say bottom is paparazzi, then Chris Angel, then Jason Alexander, then K-Fed.
I think Jason Alexander knew her from. I don't think that's the. I don't even think that's
so K-Fed, then Jason Alexander. No, I would say. So then maybe Justin Timberlake, then K-Fed, then Jason Alexander.
That paparazzo, there's video of when they met because she was surrounded by paparazzi. She was like in a gas station bathroom and asked him to come inside and then they left together. And that's how they met.
Ew.
And do you remember that expose that was like in OK Magazine where like she invited a bunch of like frat boys back to Britney Spears' house and she got into the hot tub and she like made out with them. And they also had like Britney Spears is a great kisser.
Of course she is.
I believe that.
I believe it. I remember thinking like when I was reading this book saying like, okay, let me rewatch some old episodes. And first of all, you have to like pay for them. It's like $20 to buy a season on like, Apple. But on YouTube, they have like pretty pixelated whatever. And I'm going to say this. Kendra and Bridget are, they look exactly how I remembered. Holly is beautiful.
I thought yes. I have to say, when I read her book, because in her book, she talks a lot about how she's ugly and only got to be there because she worked so hard.
Oh, my God.
And she convinced me that she, and then I looked at her and I was so like, oh, maybe she's
really pretty. Beautiful. She looks like a blonde Snow White.
Yes.
She's gorgeous. And it's, but I saw the one, so the Patriot Games, that episode where Kendra shows up like she's going to Old Navy. Holly installs a water slide into the play. Yeah, sick. Because you know they have those rolling hills, so they brought in like an engineer to like make a slide for the mansion. Or
an engineer? They couldn't go to Toys R Us and just
maybe it wasn't it.
Maybe it might have just been a toy delivery man.
Yeah, no, for real. Like I'm just delivering this. Like I had nothing to do with design. But yeah, she got like somebody to like, they show like, I forgot about Mary, the secretary. I loved her.
Yeah.
And now I know that she is like, she's as gross as half.
It's like, gross. I think she's grosser. I think, I mean, I'm a big, the Marys, the Ivankas, the women that are planted in evil administrations to make you think they're the safety one. You know
behind
what I mean?
Behind every evil man is
it's
a more
the
evil
Allison
woman.
Williams. I mean, it's the Allison Williams in Get
That's
Out.
Not true.
It's like
I disagree
the woman
with
that you think is safe who turns her back on her own people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she
other women.
She gets these slides, whatever, and they all get into bathing suits, and like Holly looks incredible, or whatever. But it's like so crazy too, because in this 4th of July episode, everybody would bring their kids, old playmates would bring their kids, and I'm looking at these old playmates after reading this book, knowing that like all the girlfriends would and they would bring their current husbands and stuff. All of those playmates that that are on TV, fucked Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, and they're all back at
everyone
his house.
In a magazine. Fucked Hugh Hefner.
Fucked Hugh Hefner.
I mean, the fact that Kendra got
just
married at the mansion. I mean,
and then why would you have Hugh Hefner walk you down the aisle, you lunatic?
It was so insane.
Nobody that has ever fucked me is going to walk me down the aisle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially
so if any of my ex-boyfriends have any hope. No, I won't be asking you.
Yeah, it's like just listen. I hope you guys are still listening because the answer is no. You won't be there.
Unbelievable the way that his old age like. They all are like, well, he's basically my dad that I had sex with in a scheduled weekly orgy.
Twice weekly.
And then Holly put a kibosh on it.
I was interested. I wonder if he just got sick of it. I wonder if now that there was no new girls coming in as often, he just was like, I think the TV show took off. And like, he's more interested at the end of the day, I think, in the fame and the hullabaloo and the... He loves pomp and circumstance.
And the brand.
And that is what Holly says in her book. She says she thinks that the reason... that they stopped having to do the orgies is because the only thing he loves more than sex is success. And the fact that this show was such a smash hit, he was like getting his orgasms from that, you know?
I think, so when I was like 13 in middle school, one of my best friends to this day, hey Chloe, she's half Bolivian and half like American. She's Jewish. Like her dad is from New York. Hey Robert. his mom is Harriet and she is Jewish and she lives in North Miami Beach, right? And I remember going to her house and it was like very kitschy, like grandma, you know, grandma and wood and all this. On the show when they showed Hugh Hefner's room,
it looks like a grandma room.
It looks like an old grandpa's room. And like, see, I can smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, can you though? The poop?
The pee.
I mean, one of the big things about Holly's book is that there was all these dogs running around that nobody took care of.
Barry Osborne's of them.
Yes.
It's a rich person thing because I watch a lot of reality TV and that happens on The Real Housewives.
The Queen of Versailles.
The Queen of Versailles.
Yes. I love that
is like a weird rich person thing where they just buy these dogs and then they let them pee everywhere and it's so disgusting.
And like, it's so easy to not do that?
How come I'm poor and nobody shits in my house? How come my
comedy friends can hire a wag dog walker? Like, how come people I know with almost no money get a friend to walk their dog?
Yeah.
Get a fence and let them outside. Get a fence and let them outside. What the fuck?
A doggy door flap. That's what we had in my house growing up. My parents were like, I don't know, I guess if someone robs us, they rob us. Like, let the dog outside when it needs you outside.
I'd rather have nothing than have stuff covered in pee.
Also, yes. If the burglar can come to the doggy door, he deserves something.
I know. Like, I could fit through it for like a while, and I remember not being able to fit through it being like a sign that I was getting too fat.
Oh, well, it's for a dog, but I understand.
I will say she has big dogs.
Yeah. Like 60, 70 pound dogs. So the fact that I, a grown woman, could not fit through the same
I can't believe that you weren't 60 or 70 pounds.
I know. Repulsive.
But in the book or whatever, when she says, like, and I love that Hugh Hefner let me bring my dogs. I can, so like in Miami, you know, like every Cuban has that like white dog that has like the eye crusties.
Yes.
Like every blonde girl has that like little Pomeranian, the yappy one or whatever. And they're all over the show. And you know what else I didn't notice? Rewatching or whatever after I read this, the Playboy Mansion looks so much like the inside of the house in Sound of Music.
Whoa. Yeah.
I bet there's something there. I bet that's not a coincidence.
Oh, true. The Casablanca thing. All these poor 19-year-old girls having to pretend to love old Hollywood. Oh, my God. And I also watch. Oh, my God, guys. I watched this episode where it's Bridget's birthday and she must be turning 40 because I looked up. She must have been turning like 35 because when the show started, she was 32.
She was the oldest woman that ever. Her and Mary and were equals.
Yes, equal.
My God.
Mary was 79.
I had no idea that she was I looked so far over the hill.
That's why they didn't like her that much.
I mean, she wanted a scrapbooking room.
That's true.
I can't believe they let her stay.
They let her. She must be very comforting. I don't know. I just don't know why she has to make this face. And you guys can't see it, but this.
Yeah, she does make a face.
The very teethy, like, wince.
It's like a toothy grimace.
I know. Yeah, so in the episode that I watched, though, Bridget's birthday, and they have a murder mystery. And I felt really bad for Bridget because she reminded me of like, how do I say this? Like a Love Actually sad character, like almost like.
That's the meanest thing I've ever heard anyone say about somebody.
Like the guy that's holding up like you are perfect, like that kind of guy.
Yeah, like the woman expecting the necklace that's for the mistress.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Joni Mitchell CD. Jesus fucking Christ. But, so in the episode. They're trying to figure out who the murderer is, and one of the guys goes up to Bridget, and he's like, "You're the murderer," or whatever. Guys, the way that she lit up to have a spotlight on her, just her, the way that she lit up, and she's like, and I haven't been like, what did she say? She's like, I haven't polished my acting skills in a while, like trying to say like she also can act. Like you could tell that she was so like, she knew her place was not to be the one, like Kendra had her thing and Holly was definitely the main girl, and then she kind of just like didn't know like how to, like I'm educated, and they're like, next, you know.
It's so funny to have your thing be the smart one in a Playboy house. Everybody's like, well, that's not what we wanted. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. And so they stop the thing, and they stop the party, and she's like, I did it. No. And the spotlight's on her, and she's like, but the acting is so bad. And then Holly, it cuts to Holly, like her confessional, and she's like, yeah, it was okay. Like, I know, it kills me. It just kills me. And then like Holly also like drew and designed her cake. It was never about Bridget at any point in time. And then I forgot how big of a deal it was. And she talks about it in the book when they got like Playboy, a playmate of like
the way he held that over them and didn't let them do it.
Like a carrot. Carrot.
To be in the magazine was like truly all they were in it for, and he knew that. I mean,
and I love that he like pretended to give them jobs, like how Holly was editing, and like
and she goes, I was not there because I was the girlfriend. I was there in spite of being the girlfriend, and it was my hard work and true intelligence.
She's like, I worked so hard to get that job. Every single season when we would sort of have a meeting to discuss storylines, I would pitch that I worked at the magazine, and every year they said no, and year after year I asked. That was tenacity. And it's like,
Oh, sweetheart. That was
Can I say, okay, so I know you're an astrology person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Born and raised. I don't know a ton. It's a family thing. Mm-hmm. I'm an Enneagram girl.
Okay.
I'm both. I'm whichever one will tell me that I'm having a better day.
Is that human design? Is that what you're talking about?
It's not exactly human design, but it's like there's 9 personality types and then there's like wings. So everybody has a number. I'm a 7. She's a 6. My theory is Holly is a number 2 whose core desires to be loved. So everything they do in their life is because what they want. And so that's something that's very unrelatable to me. I think Kendra is a 7. And yes. I instantly recognize the kindred spirit when she talks about how well she was doing. She became a dental hygienist at one point and was doing really well and was like, yeah, but it stopped being fun. So I wanted to quit. That is so relatable to me. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You could not pay me $1 million to do something that I think is boring. No money on earth is worth. Like, I don't have any interest in like a stable career. Like, I just want to be having fun every day. And like, I pursue comedy, and it's like because my dream is to be in like a position where I can have fun every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I'm successful enough that I just get to do projects with my friends all the time. Like,
do this every day.
It's so driven by fun. And here's, I think Holly is so driven by needing to be loved. And that is why now she's
to be needed, to be needed, to be needed. She wants to be. So this reminds me a lot of like, is she a Cancer? Fuck me, dude. Oh my God. I think I'm having an epiphany in off.
I'll look up Holly's birthday. We just looked up Kendra is a Gemini.
I know
like
Kendra's
me.
A Gemini.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of the times people think, especially when I was younger, people thought I was being like patronizing or like condescending, but it's because I wanted to give you the best advice possible and be the most reliable person for you, that if you ever needed anything, I would be your go-to. Like, I really wanted to be needed that way or whatever.
December 23rd,
and then
Sagittarius?
I realized December 23rd, she's a Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Wow. She's Cap. But yeah, I think I totally see that within Cancer and Capricorn are opposites on the mm-hmm. guys, there's so much you need to
No,
but they're opposites, but they can depend on each other a lot. Like it's an odd pairing, but when it works, it works. So like obviously her and I are compatible, but like Jason, you don't have to worry. And so Capricorn and Gemini too, I don't see that ever working out.
No,
ever. Right?
No,
it could not. Astrology. I don't know it, but I love it.
I don't know it. I don't know anything about astrology except for the extensive articles I've read and the book that I have and. Yeah. Okay. Wait, let's just finish up on Kendra really quick because I feel like we've been going for a while. So after the book, are there any other moments that you want to talk about before we wrap up?
No.
Oh, I want to talk about the dentist thing. Can I say?
Oh.
I'm sorry. So I was saying I think there's one true villain besides the dad that walked out on her, besides all the drug dealers that got her addicted to cocaine and acid mm-hmm. and crystal meth when she was 13 years old. There's a story when she turns her life around in high school. When she is a senior, she applies for a job to be a dental receptionist. She gets the job. I guess she does really well there. And the dentist then takes it upon himself to teach her new things, like how to floss people, how to brush teeth. Mm-hmm. At one point, a dad of her former softball colleague walks in and the dentist says, give that man his crown. Mm-hmm. Kendra felt it was inappropriate to do so, but went ahead and gave him a crown.
I can't believe
this. For a dentist on this planet to be charging someone probably out of pocket without dental insurance money to have
a 17-year-old.
A 17-year-old who just gotten out of a crystal meth addiction and could barely get through high school. The ability to come at you with a pokey crown.
No.
That is, I mean, that once again, straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
And you know what? That man probably has that crown to this day.
Probably, maybe. We'll see.
I wonder if you could sell that on eBay. You know,
he should.
Some Mia Khalifa glasses.
Honestly. Okay. So what were your thoughts on Kendra post read?
I mean, I feel like she very much like how many. Okay. This is going to sound so judgy, but like, I do not mean this in a judgy way at all. But how many slutty girls do we know that became like great moms? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Feel like she really kind of like turned it around in this weird way. We're like, I don't know. I really liked this book because I felt like she was telling us exactly who she was, and she like is who she is.
Wait, guys, I can't believe I wrote this down before I came here. Like, I can't believe that her and Hank's biggest fight is that she couldn't stop flashing people.
I know.
What the
so
fuck?
Funny.
She's like, and goddamn it, I did it again.
She's like, I swore to him. She's like, I swore that I had a different boyfriend full time. I was like publicly the girlfriend of this very famous elderly man. I was doing all these appearances. It was my job to either be a girlfriend or be partying, but I swore to him I wasn't going to show strangers my tits. I couldn't stop.
She would go to these clubs and just show people tits, and she literally could not stop herself, and Hank would get so mad. Or like what about that fight where like he was,
I know,
Hank got drunk.
And but that was like not a fight. That was like a red flag. That was like
that's
a nervous.
Huge red
flag.
She's
like, flag. It was 2 weeks before their wedding. Yeah. Hank, who normally doesn't drink, apparently called her up in the middle of the night when he was at his bachelor party, drunk with the boys from Atlantic City, And I apparently just cursed her and berated her for hours in the middle of the night.
That is...
And
my
that was
God.
Breezed by. And she was like, that was a fluke, huh?
She threw her toy. Didn't she throw her ring in the toilet or something?
Yes. Yeah. And then her mom and her had a huge fight 2 weeks earlier. Like, it was such a bad fight that they had filmed it all for her show. And they decided it was like too intense for
to air.
Reality TV about a former playmate. I would do anything.
They
must
have. I don't think that it was too intense. I think they said a little too much. They brought up some
Maybe.
Things that should not have been brought up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like. Stuff that's not in the book, and yeah. Imagine how bad that is because there's everything.
Would
in
you
book.
Like to feel? I understand. I respect that not everybody is like me, and just assuming that Mariah Carey was raped and putting that onto the internet.
Jesus.
But would you like to fill in what you think?
Of course, Kendra was raped. She talks. I mean, she was statutory at least.
I think a lot of this. I'm holding it like a Bible. I think a lot of this book is a lot about Kendra's life, not about the moms, not about the grandmas, not about the brothers. And I think that some things came up, or about Hank's, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, like, so Hank was caught with a transgender woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
A couple of them. And maybe some things were said about, like, I can totally see her calling maybe Hank the F word.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I could see that.
You know what I mean?
I really think that's spot on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very, because at this point, the fight came out of the fact that they thought she was getting married too soon. They were getting married within 7 months of meeting each other. They'd been on like 8 dates at this point. She was pregnant. There was no going out. And I mean, as Kendra, I do think Kendra does a good job kind of like being pretty nice to her mom in the book. And she goes, look, my mom was coming from a place where she had had two kids young and been abandoned by a man. I get where her stress was coming from.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so let's wrap up this Kendra convo. Do you have any other thoughts for our girl?
I think that she would have made such a good, like, Britney Spears too, such a good, like, dance teacher back home, like, studio full of kids, and, like, was that mom that was, like, or Friday Night Lights, like, the coach that, like, you can stay on my couch when your parents and you are fighting. Like, there's so many celebrities like that I feel like.
It would have been, like, a very iconic whirlwind if she had become a teacher because, like, the way that her teachers didn't believe in her, and she'd be like, I'm going to go believe in the crystal meth kids.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that, like, Kendra she talks about a lot, like, I have a rule that, like, if somebody tells you that they're a good person, why are you selling this to me? Like, you don't have to tell me what you are.
Yeah.
But I really do believe that she's, like, a nice woman.
Me too.
I think and she loves golf. I didn't know that.
You know?
And she helped me get my
that.
Teenage bod. Thank you.
I don't know if I would say she seems nice. She definitely seems unhinged. Like, she seems. But I relate to that. And then I will go off on people in a minute. Like, I'm a psychopath if I disagree with you.
But she seems honest. Like, I don't think that she's putting on a facade anywhere.
She does feel like I take. Like, even that story you just told about when she won't take off her hoodie. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't seem like respectful or considerate, which I'm not. Like, I'm not considerate. It takes, like, a good pain for me to be, like, remember to be aware of. Other people, but
I think if you have to be explain to someone why something is important and why it matters, they're a little stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that Kendra's, but I do feel like she takes a lot of ownership for herself, and she's very honest. And I like, and I do think she's like just taking it. She like isn't pretending to be or trying to be anybody else. And I think that's why she's actually better off than Holly.
Yeah,
because Holly was so married of this image of herself that might not be true. Whereas Kendra really was like, I come to every situation and I'm gonna get the best I can out of it, and she did. Make her life better.
I think that the thing about Kendra was like, oh, I have fame now. I'm going to use it. I don't think I'm going to win an Oscar. But Holly thought that she was going to be a superstar.
Holly thought she was going to be Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, she did.
Holly wanted Playboy to be the classic, classy place so that she could then be the queen of. But you know, but I mean.
And Bridget thought she was going to host the Oscars. She thought she was going to be the next travel channel. She did have a travel channel, but she thought she was going to host everything, have her own e-news channel or whatever. And I have no idea what she does.
Only Kendra came out on top.
Oh, Kendra came out on top.
Kendra on top, baby. Okay, where can people find you? Like, if they want to follow
you. I'm not going to tell you my address like her. I'm Hello Teffy on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. But on Twitter, I just, like, really retweet, like, puppies and, like, sad stories and, like, GoFundMe. So,
Mostly TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah, I'm on there
Unless you have money and love a puppy.
Yeah.
Yes. Then donate to the puppies.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my God.
This
is
so fun.
Guys. What are you guys paying me? No, I'm just kidding.